Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shir by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
We're learning Maseches Zvachim Daf Pei Beis. We're going to start from the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Pei Aleph Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, "Hanitonim b'fnim shenis arva b'nitonim b'chutz yishafchu la'ama." The Mishnah is coming behemshech the previous Mishnayis. They all talk about what happens if the dam of the carbon gets mixed up with other things. Get mixed up with water, get mixed up with wine, gets mixed up with the dam behema and chaya, gets mixed up with the dam of other karbonis, nitanim lamala with nitanim lamata, matan dalad with matan aleph. And here the Mishnah says, if you have a karbon which the dam is supposed to go lifnim, which we have the par in the sur of Yom Kippurim, which the dam is brought lifnayu lifnim, fe'ed azayis, and it's brought lifnim, azayis keneged the Pareches, and also Matanis on the Mizbeach Hazav. You also have the Parayel Mdav Shel Tzibur, and the Siri Avedis Kechavim, and the Parakayin Mashiach, and those are brought Lifnim in the Heichal to do Hazayis, Keneged the Pareches, and also on the Mizbeach Hazav. And those are Chatayis Apnimiyais. And then is Arvu with Mitanim Lechutz, with Chatayis Kitzayin. It's regular Chatayis that the Dam is put on the Mizbeach Achitzayin. The Mishnah here says, Yishafchu la'ama, you just spill out the blood into the ama. And then the Mishnah goes on, that b'di'evet, if you're nasim b'chutz, the chazu b'nasim b'fnim is kosher. Because you're nasim b'chutz, and that was the azah of the dam of the chutz, it wasn't batal. So now the chatayis kitzayin is kosher, and then you bring the dam b'fnim, and you do the hazayis p'nimis, and now the dam p'nim is kosher. So everything is kosher. But b'fnim v'chazim v'nasim mechutz, then you got a problem. Rabbi Kiva is paisel by all karbanis, because Rabbi Kiva holds that every single karban, that if you bring the dam b'fnim, the dam becomes paisel. The Gemara explains to Joshua what Rabbi Kiva holds by every karban. V'cham machshirim, and the chachamim hold its kasher with everything except for a chatas kiseinah. And the Gemara explains, the Mishnah explains, Rabbi Kiva aymer kol dam shenichnas l'chabe b'echol psulim, every karban has a psul if you bring the dam b'fnim. Kol chatas sheyuva es dama lechabe b'kodesh lo ya'akol be'esh tisarif does not only mean chatas, it means all karbanis. And the Gemara explains the drasha for it. And the Chum say, dafka chatas. And Rabbi Eliezer says, afa asham shenema kechatas ka'asham. Rabbi Eliezer, throughout the Masechta, has asham having the same din as chatas, kechatas ka'asham. Legabi the psul of shlei l'shma we have. And legabi other dinim, and here also legabi the din of Adam being brought lifnim, Rabbi Eliezer essentially holds like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Kiva, that it's dafka chatas, but every time it's chatas, he includes asha. Now Taisus is bothered by the following kasha. Taisus alamol gahata problem. Banitanu lamalash and isanu lamata also, Taisus on Chavavim and Beis asked the problem we spoke about in the previous year. Why bid the Evid? When you put the dam lamala, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, even lechatchila, you could then put the dam lamata, and both karbanos are kasher. There's a man diyama shaloyim kaimay kivim kaimay dami. There's a man diyama that holds kevin shigil dam lizmeach mechaper that the karban is kasher, even if the dam, even if the zrika was done shaloyim kaimay, as long as it reached the mizbeach. And I bazai, so the zrika lamata shouldn't work because you already have the zrika of the carbon, but the carbon is possible, meaning that the basa can't be eaten and the emerim can't be niktar, because the chabar and the sata v'loy la'achila, when it's shaleibim kaimai, kaimedam is only legabi the kasha of carbon, not legabi the achila. That's Taisus kasha, a chavavim beis, he mentions it here, and he said that you have to say, that's the heisish kain zrika, because since you're doing the matana l'chutz, only for the chatas kitzayna, and the dam of the chatas pnimi is only being nizrik l'shem mayim, is a male, it's not a zrika. Now the Mepharshim point out, as we mentioned in the previous year, Taisus on Chavavim and Beis blind shver according to the chachamim that don't hold of the din of royin osakilahim mayim. So why does it work? Why is it pshat that elevelo maidim shen kasher, elevelo oilim, if with the Eved you were nimlach and you did the matanis lamala when you have netanim lamala masarva netanim lamata, and with the Eved you did the netanim lamala, the Gemara's mavur earlier that then you do the matanis lamata and they're both kasher, Why? The Chacham don't hold the Roi Noisa Kilo Mayim. And Mamela, it should be considered as Rika. And Mamela, should have the problem of Shleib and Kaim and Kaim and Dami. Taisus here, even according to the Rabbanan, seems to say that Al Kapanim Lagabi, the din of Shleib and Kaim and Kaim and Dami, there would be a din of Roi Noisa Kilo Mayim. We spoke out there that the Chazon Ish holds that you see from Taisus that there's a Psul Misasik by other Avodah Sosa, not just by Shkita, by Zrika, there's a Psul Misasik. And since you're doing a Shaloy L'Shem Zrika, that has a din of Misasik. Rabbi Chaim Ezer holds that that's not Misasik B'chlal. If you know that you're doing the Zrika, you're just doing a Shaloy L'Shem Zrika, that's not called Misasik B'chlal. Now the point is, he says, the Karnei already says it earlier, that you're going Tzual Shaloy M'Kayim Mikim Kayim Edami, Shaloy M'Kayim Mikim Kayim is only a din when you want it to be a Zrika. When you don't want it to be a Zrika, it's not Chal the din of Shaloy M'Kayim Mikim Kayim Edami. Good, we spoke in the previous year. Taisus holds that that's a problem. According to Rabbanan, it's still a problem. And the Chareinim don't understand why. Why can you say according to Rabbanan also it's Misasik, or you don't say Shleib and Kaim and Kaim and Dam without a Kavana? Al Kopanim, this Taisus seems to say even in the Rabbanan that there's no problem of a Shei Mayim. Now Taisus has a Kasha then. If you're going to say that when you put it Bechutz and then you put it Befnim, it's Kasha. So what are you saying? That it wasn't the Skayim Azrika with the Dam Pnim Bechutz. So Oyba Zayfrek Taisus. So why, when you put it befnim, is it possible? Aye, they are saying it's a bezunder psul. There's a din. Kol chata shishuv is dam lechaba bekaidish lo yachol is a bezunder din that you bring the dam befnim. It's possible. Zak Taisus, no, the din is lechaper. You bring the dam in order to do a zrika. It's possible. And I'm being mechriach to you that when you do a zrika of the two damim together, and you mechaven on the other damas of Shem Mayim, that's not called a Zrika. V'haraya, because by Nitanim B'chutz, if it would be called a Zrika, then Shloim Kaimikim Kaimidami, and that's it. There would be Niskayim a Zrika on the Nitanim B'fnim, and the carbon would be Kasher, and then you wouldn't be able to do a Matanim B'fnim and be Matir, let's say, the Amirim for Akhtarim, because it's too late. There was already Niskayim a Zrika, Shloim Kaimai. Elamai, it's not called a Zrika. So who would the Bifnim? It shouldn't be called the Zrika. And the psul of the Dam is only when you're doing it L'Shem Zrika, because it says L'Chabe B'Kaidish, as Efek Taisus, and he blives Shver. The Shita Mekabetzis on the Banim, he answers, B'Shem Deriva, that L'Gabi the Din of L'Chabe B'Kaidish, since you're bringing in the Dam to make a Zrika on the Dam Pnimi, and this is mixed with the Dam Pnimi, it's called L'Chabe B'Kaidish. The negay that should be Niskayim Adin Zrika, then it's not Niskayim Adin Zrika, because the Zrika is only for the dam that you're planning on doing the Zrika, and the other dam is the Shemai. But the negay, the din of Ashayavi Lechamper, does a lane that you bring this dam, which is Nisarim with the other dam, and you're trying to be Mechamper the other dam, that's called that the Havo is Havo Lechamper, that would make up soul. That's the Neshitim Lechabetzis. The Karen Ara on the Gemara suggests another interesting thing. He wants to say that could be bringing it in L'Shem Mayim, Taka wouldn't passel it. The dam doesn't become passel b'shas the Havo. Taisus holds not that way. Taisus names on that we are saying the dam is passel b'shas the Havo. He claims to say no, maybe it doesn't come passel b'shas the Havo. But the Zrika would still passel it, even though it's a Zrika L'Shem Mayim. But since Vinishvi, the dam went on the Mizbeach, but Tayyar Zrika, that wouldn't be called a Zrika. It wouldn't be called that you bring it in Lechaper, because you're not bringing in to Mechaper this dam. You bring to Mechaper the other dam. But to say that it wasn't a Skayim a Zrika, then he gave the psul of a Zrika Bifnim, no, Hayyayis the Kantan the Mizbeach, but Tayyar Zrika, even though it was a Shem Mayim, that also would make a psul. Al Kapanim Tashdeit in the Mishnah. That when you put it b'chutz, it's not called the kiyum of Zrika, b'negei shleim k'ayim k'ayim dami, like Taisa says. But when you bring it b'fnim, it does have a psul of l'chaper b'kaidish. Taisa wants to know why. Why is it called l'chaper b'kaidish? Hashita says, because the teruv is kufu would make it l'chaper, even though it wouldn't make it a Zrika al shleim k'ayim. Now the Gemara asks the kasha, if Rabbi Elazar holds many tonim l'malash and his tonim l'mato, that you just do the Zrika in the wrong place, and roi nois akil heimayim, so why wouldn't he hold the same thing by Nitanim Befim and Nitanim Bechutz? How come when you have the Chattas and the Oila mixed together, the Chattas belongs on the top part of the Mizbech, the Oila on the Banim, it's okay to be Zerik, the Taruvis, Lamala, and you're Royin the other Dam Kilei Mayim, and by Pnim and Chutz, you don't say that you can be Zerik Befnim and be Royin the other part Kilei Mayim. So the Gemara says, "Kashem she mitzvah l'akdim l'yenim b'tachtein, kach mitzvah l'akdim pnim l'chutz." Just like there's a mitzvah, dam chatas comes kaidim dam oila, because it's mekudesh. Hu adin, a dam of a chatas pnimi is called more mekudesh than the dam of anything which is brought on the mizbeach hachitzain, and there's a din l'hakta. So the Gemara says, "So oy b'zoy v'neisel v'fnim v'ha d'neisel v'chutz." So why don't you bring it b'fnim and then l'chutz? So the Gemara says, "Kevin de kachatas v'arshem nechinichnas damim psulim leipsikalei." Since by chatas v'arshem it's going to passel the dam, so mela. But chadis v'ashim won't work. And a chinami, not all nitanim mifnim shenisav v'nitanim mechutz according to Arbelezu b'yishav kula amo. If you have a chadis pnimi, which is mixed with an oila, a shlamim, a bechara, a ma'isir, a pesach, so you could first put it b'fnim, and that won't passel the other dam, because only a chadis v'ashim has a psul of being nichnas l'fnim, and then you could do it b'chutz. But if a chadis pnimi gets mixed up with a chadis kitzayna, or with an asham, so then, to do it b'chutz first, that you can't do because it's a mitzvah l'haktim p'nim. And to do it b'fnim first, that you can't do because then you're passeling the dam of the chates litzayna or the asham. And Rashi says, so what do you gain by being m'shayfech al'ama? So Rashi explains, you can't passel be a dayim. You could just not be zayrik. And Rashi's lashon is, you wait till shkia sachama, and it becomes pasul me'alayim, and then you mishafik halam. So a para aris. The first aris is, you have the dam of achatas pnimi, which is the sarim with the dam of achatas kitzayna. And according to Beleza, I have an eitzah to be machsha both of them. I could be zarekit b'chutz. And then be zarekit b'fnim. If I would do that, but the evid, both of them would be kasher. Why can't I do that? Because there's a mitzvah lahaktim the dam pnimi. So the Sfasemis is very bothered. He says, Kedima is when you could do two mitzvahs. When you could do two mitzvahs. So then there's a mitzvah to yimakdim, this one over that one. You have two dam. You have a dam pnim and a dam chutz. You could be zayik both of them. Then it's a mitzvah to go and be makdim the pnim. But here I can't do both. I can't bring it b'fnim. I'm going to pass the chutz that way. That's what you're telling me. You're telling me it's asif when you bring a b'fnim. I can't do either. If I'm going to have to be makdim the pnim to the chutz, that would mean I won't do anything. So the chayr kedim is the pshat. When you're doing two mitzvahs, you do this one first. But let's say, if I do this one first, if I'm mechuyif, if I don't do the other one first, I can't do any of them. So good. So I can't do the pnim no matter what. So I'll do the chutz. And once I do the chutz, now I can do the pnim. Because of a din kedima, I'm not going to do either one of them. A pella. Agadei kach, the Svasemis wants to mekayach this kasha and some other kashas to say a different pshat in the Gemara and say that's taka the din according to Rabbi Eliezer. When you tell him a pnim and a sarv and you tell him a chutz, you do chutz first. When it's a chatas v'asham. When it's other kabbanis, you'll do pnim first. So that's a lepsikale. Because by chatas and asham, you have to do chutz first. By the other damim, which you could do pnim first, you have to do pnim first. So lepsikale, it didn't know which one to say. So mele, it left that Rabbi Eliezer shita. It was too complicated to write all the chalukei dinim. But Rashi doesn't hold that way. Rashi says the pshat is yishafich la'ama. So l'chay, it's taka, a big pella. Now Rabbi Chanan in Kaivitz and Yanim, on Chulin, Daf Chav Gimel Mebeis, he says, Vais dais from here, that the din that Mekudesh is Kedim is not the Pshat Stam, it's a din Kedima, it's an Isser to be Makdim the Einu Mekudesh. It's a Zabitul Asay to be Makdim the Einu Mekudesh. And he says, the din is learned down from Vikidashtai. That teaches you Mekudesh Kedim, just like a Kayin, yeah, there's a more in Hurriest. Now, if you know from the days, it learns that Mekudesh is Kayim from the Kidashtai. And that teaches you that the Kayim, because he's Mekudesh, he's Mevarech Rishon. So, in Eilah, there's an Isser. It's an Isser. It's a Bezayin to the Mekudesh to do the Einu Mekudesh Kayim. So, I Bezay, even if you're not going to do any of them, you can't do the Einu Mekudesh Kayim. I come out the Gechidish, it's a Dashtait Nazir Gemara. Pretty much, he says it also in Kayvet Shirim, at the beginning of the fifth parak of Psachim. And then the Kaivitz Yanim, he reads it out with the Clarkite. It's So Grace of Chiddush, Bifrat, what bothers me a little bit is that there's also a din of Tadir Kaidim, and that is maskim. Tadir Kaidim is only a din in Kedima. If you would have to be makd in the Tadir, you wouldn't be able to do either of them. That's clear that there's no din. The Eimei Tadir is like a bazillion to the Tadir. That means I wanted to answer Lefiza the Chazanish is Aura. The Chazanish, it's in Kachim Tazayin Gimel. Tazvav Gimel. He asks the Kasha there, Nadafnan Aleph, Rabbi Kivega brings down the carbon of Sanal in Megillah, which says in Nusach, that let's say you have a din, you have a choice. Right now you're holding the mitzvah that's Einai Tadir. So if you want to do the Tadir Kaidim, you'll have to be Mavir ala mitzvahs. So do you say Eimavirin ala mitzvahs? Or do you say Tadir Kaidim emeli Mavir ala mitzvahs? So Mikvega brings down from the carbon of Sanal, you would do Einai Tadir. Why? Because Tadir Kaidim, Eimavirin ala mitzvahs is more important than Tadir Kaidim. So the Chazanish asks a few kashas, and then one of them is from Al Gemara. Here, we're b'chutz, we have the dam pnimim, the side of the dam chitzayin, so we're b'chutz, so we're right next to the mizbeach chitzayin. And still you see, you mechuyiv timaknim the mekudish, even though you're going away from the chitzayin, you're doing eimavirin ala mitzvahs. You see, fakert, that mekudish kaidim is more important than eimavirin ala mitzvahs. So who would intada kaidim would be doich eimavirin ala mitzvahs? Lefidus Rabbi Chanan, it's not a raya. Because Rabbi Chanan is learning up in Agamari, he asked the kasha. It's a pella. How could you say Mekudish Kaidim if Mekudish Kaidim is going to make it that you're not going to do either mitzvah? So Zogd Rabbi Chanan, Vaistais, Mekudish Kaidim is different than Tadir Kaidim. Tadir Kaidim is a din kedima. If you're not going to do either mitzvah, if it's a choice you're not doing anything or doing the Eina Tadir Kaidim, so what do you mean a din kedima? It's either you do the Eina Tadir Kaidim or you don't do anything. Mashenki Mekudish Kaidim is an Isser. You're not allowed to do the Eina Mekudish, it's a bazillion din Mekudish. So if you're a B'chanan's Yisayin, you can answer the Chazanish's Raya. Rabbi Kivega and the Karban Asanam were only coming with the din of Tadir Kaidim. Tadir Kaidim is not an Isser. It's a mitzvah. It's not a din Kedima. So you can't be over in the Vienna and Mitzvahs to enact them the Tadir. Tadir Kaidim is when you have a choice. Here, you want to be over at Isser, Eim, Avin, Al, Mitzvahs, you don't do that to make a Tadir Kaidim. Hashem Kei Mekudish Kaidim is an Isser. To do the Einim Mekudish, you're not allowed to do the Einim Mekudish. That's not Eim, Avin, Al, Mitzvahs. I'm not allowed to do the Einim Mekudish. It's not a Din Kedim, it's an Isser. Adarab, in the Gemara Shtein, in Antip Shan, that you're going to be Mavar Al, Mitzvahs and do the Mekudish Kaidim, in the Gemara Shtein, what's going to happen is you're not going to do anything. Because you're not allowed to do the Einim Kodesh Kaidim Sinisr. So there, that Nisr is Daichem Mevin Al Mitzvahs. As I would say to answer the Chazanish's Kasha. But it's a very big Chiddush to say that Mekudesh Kaidim is an Isr. Lachari Dashtay Na Gemara, Befrat the Gemara later in the ninth parak has a Shaila, what's a din? Tadu Mekudesh, which one is Kaidim? If Tadr is a din Kedima, and Mekudesh is an Isr, so Lachari would have to be Mekudesh is Kaidim. How could you say Tadir is Kaidim? You can leave the Isser of Mekudish. If you do the Mekudish Kaidim, manish, you're not doing the Din Kedima of Tadir. But if you do the Tadir Kaidim, you can leave the Isser of Mekudish. So Behechach Mekudish should be Kaidim. Veisach Nish. There's a very Mekudish that the Avnei Nezer got on this Inyan. The Avnei Nezer is discussing, it's in Yerideya Simen Shin Yud Ches, he's discussing, let's say you have a meal in Al Bishmini and the father's not here. Are you allowed to push off the milah so the father could do the milah? So he started off l'chayr not. Because l'chayr, even though there's a din milas av is the echav, let's say the father himself is the male. Even though milas av is a bigger mitzvah. So l'chayr, you want to push off milah b'shmini for milas av, but he brings their eye that no, that milah b'shmini is a bigger mitzvah than milas av. Now klaita azam in svar. He said he also answered the shagas ayis kasha. The Shach says the Kash and the Shach. The Shach says that he ate some meal even before Shmini, so he wanted to know. And the Tzad that he ate some meal even before Shmini, so how could it be when the baby was born ben Hashmashes a Friday night, you push it off to Sunday, and then Zvaday not b'Shmini? Wouldn't it be better to do it on Friday, where you have at least the suffix Shmini, then push it off to Sunday, which you have a Vaday, not Shemini. If you're not Yotzin Amila altogether before Shemini, so Behechach, you have to push it off. You can't take a chance of not being Yotzin Amila altogether. But the Shach says the Yotzin in the Evin, if you do the Mila before Shemini, so how could you, why would you, by Vena Shmashes, push it off to Sunday and Vaday not get Shemini, when you could be Yetzah, we do it on Friday, when you might get Shemini, a Suffolk you might get Shemini, and a Suffolk, and on the other side, anyway, Yetzah b'di'evit. Now, Zogtav Nezer is Amin Yisayt. Hey, Yetzah, the whole day Friday, it might be Nizbar that it's not Shemini, and you'll be able to do the meal on Shabbos then. So the whole day Friday, you can't actually do the meal, because you always have to be Cheshish, maybe it'll be Nizbar that the baby was taka born on Shabbos, and then you'd have to do the meal on Shabbos. So the whole, even though be'etzim will be better to do it on Friday, which is a suffix shmini, than on Sunday, which is vaday not shmini, but you can't actually do it on Friday because you always have to be cheshish. Maybe I'll find out that it was born Shabbos. Maybe Leo will come, and then I'd have to do it on Shabbos. So mamela, that's why you don't do it. So he says the same type of svara that. Even though Be'etzim Shemini is better than Milas Av, but the whole Yom Shemini, I have to be afraid, maybe the Av is going to come in 5 minutes from now. So I can't but Pail do it on Shemini, because maybe the Av will still come and have both, so I can't do it. So they will end up getting pushed off. Says Rai Shemai Gemara, because he says, the only pshat he would have, why you'd push off both mitzvahs, because in Mekudesh Kaidim, is you'd have to say it was Nisarvu Kais B'Kaisais. You have two Kaisais, one Chitz and one Pnimi. So I gotta do the Pnimi first. But again, if I do both Pnimis first, then I passed the Chitzin. And I can't do that. I can't propel bring it into the Pnimi, because I'll passel it. But then again, I can't do the Chitzin, because maybe right after I did the Chitzin, will be in this bar, that, which one was the Chitzin, which one was the Pnimi, and then Kum Dais, I did the Chitzin first, when I could have done the Pnimi first. So the whole day, I have to be cheshish, maybe in his bar, that the pnimi, which one is the pnimi, and then I did the chitzin, 5 minutes after I did the chitzin, I'll find out which one's the pnimi, and then I have to do the pnimi first. Very mechudish dik esvar, shver esvar. Al kapanim, it's a shver gemara, that the gemara is saying, that because of the din of mechudish kaidim, you'll have to not do either of them, and they'll both be possible, the svas emes, we send, wants to change pshat in the Gemara because of that, and wants to say, well, the Gemara means that you do the chitzin first, and lepsikale means that the Gemara didn't want to go into that by chattas and ashim you'll do the chitzin first, and by shlomim and b'char ma'isim and pesach you do the chitzin, you do the pnimi first. So it didn't bother. But Rashi doesn't learn that way. And Rabbi Chanan says, v'aislis mekudesh kaidim is a iser. And Avnezer says, it's very mekudesh digib pshat. Now another ara, Rashi says that Hayois, you can't bring it into the Pnimi and possibly a daim. Mel, you don't do anything, you're not Zurich. And he says, you wait till Shkia Sechama, V'yivsum Elein V'yishbechem La'ama. So the Sasemis points out, Rashi seems to be a very big Chiddush. Rashi's saying that the Mishnah says, Yishafu La'ama, you have to wait till Shkia Sechama to be Yishafu La'ama. He says in the Rambam, it doesn't say that. The Rambam just says Yishafach Lama. The Rambam maybe will be Mashma, that Yishafach Lama right away. He's a little bothered, where did Rashi get this Gevaldige Chiddush that Yishafach Lama means wait till Shkia Sechama in Yishafach Lama? The Mikdash David in Simon Yid Zayin says that L'chari, the reason why Rashi says you have to wait till Shkia Sechama is because you can't destroy or throw away Kashur Adam. If it's kosher adam, you just don't know what to do with it because it's nisarev, and you can't do either one, so it's kosher adam. You can't destroy kosher adam. He brings a raya from here that, you know, we have a din that if a carbon is not pasul, but you can't bring it for whatever reason, it says kol shepsul begufa yisarev miyad, kol shepsul bedam or bebailim, the carbon's not pasul, just the dam or the bailim, it's not a psul and that's some carbon, it's not a psul begufa to ubitzirasei, the avavavesis reifa. You have to wait till the next morning. You have to wait till it's a psulina, and then you can burn it. Because you can't burn kachim until they become pasul. So Mikdash David declares, what about the some kachim that you don't burn? Your kaiver, or the dam, your shafach la'ama, do you have this din? He says, I am from Rashi, then you have this din. So he's learning, why do you have to wait to Shkiyas Lechama? Because you can't throw away Kashir Adam. Azel Lechar is the Pashtus. And I think it's Mukhik that way. Because why can't you bring this Dam Bifnim? Because you're pastling the Dam. And that's what Rashi is bonding with. And when you Shafach La'ama, so what happens to the Dam? It goes Lechutz. It goes out of the Azara. So there's a Psul Yaitse. What's the difference if you bring it Bifnim and pastling it that way? They tell me, I can't do that. So what do? Throw it into the Amma. And then, right, it becomes puzzle. I might as well bring it Bifnim. The reason why I can't bring it Bifnim is because I'm not allowed to puzzle the Dam, B'yadayim. So, and if I throw it Bam, I'm not puzzling it B'yadayim. I'm throwing it the Amma, it's going out of Nazar. Rashi's mamish Parshin and Mukhrich. The pshat is, you're not allowed to puzzle good Dam, even if you have no Eitzah. So what do you do? It's like, Rashi, you have to wait till after Shkiyas Lecham, and then it's puzzle. When it's puzzle, you can throw it out. You can throw it into the Amma. Later, in Simon Yud Zayin, and Ais Yud, the Mikdash Dov declares another reason why Rashi says to wait for Shkiyas Lecham. He says, because it says that the Dam, that's Nishpach L'Amma, was sold to gardeners. It was sold to gardeners. And the Mara says, Kasha, ay, what about the Yisra Anor from Hekdash? The Mara says, because it's not some Mitzvah, it's not some Mitzvah, there's no Yisra Anor. There is no Yisra Anor, and they're abundant, they allowed it to be sold to gardeners. Zakt, if you don't wait for Shkiyah Sechama, this dam, it's not Nasim Mitzvah. Avadit is an Israel of this dam. You can't throw it to the Amma because it's going to be sold to the gardeners and they're going to have an off from it. They have an off from it, mean their eyesight is an Israel of this dam. No, Kenzain. Or Kenzain, maybe it'll be bottled the other dam, Vesich Nisht. But Lechay, it's more Pashit. Lechay, you can't throw it to the Amma because you can't passel the dam. Throwing it to the Amma passels the dam. It's a Psul Yotze. Bahi and Yonah. And the Eilu Shleime and the Svar Sema Sosa Shtelzach on Akasha, I spoke about it before, but I'll say it again. Chazara never hurts. The Akasha is like this. Here, Rabbi Elazar says that when you have Nisarva Bechitzoin and Nisarva Bifnim, the Nitanim Bechutz says Nisarva Nitanim Bifnim, you can't bring it Bifnim because you can't pass the Dam, even if that's going to make that the other carbon, the Pnim, is going to be Kasha, even for the cause of having the Pnim be Kasha, you can't do it. You have to let them both be Pasul, Me'elov, and throw it La'ama, rather than Pasuling be a Dayim, the Dam of the Chitzin. So the Kasha was, the Gemara earlier, on Payim and Beis, on that side of Ein Bila, wanted to learn Pshat, that Rabbi Elazar says, you put the Dam Lamala, when you have Nitanim Lamala, Nitanim Lamata, what happened was, is that you put a Nisina Lamala, Kashir Tachtayim V'oid, because since you hold Ein Bila, so how do you know you're going to get the Lamala in? The Teretz says you put a shir tachtainim v'oit, so you certainly have some of the dam mala going lamala. And why is the lamata good? It's not good. And why do you put it lamata? Because of shvich hashirayim. And elu v'elu olu means l'shem shvich hashirayim. That's what the Gemara had at Tzad. If you hold ein bila, until the Gemara said nesarifu b'kaisis, but if you hold ein bila and the dam itself was nesarif, how would you manage to go and do a zrika lamala and a zrika lamata maybe all the dam lamala was from the nitanim lamata, and all the dam lamata was from the nitanim lamala. There it says, it's rabu yainim al tachtainim, and you're putting lamala shir tachtainim v'oid, so you're putting as much as all the dam tachtainim and a little bit more, so you zicha have some dam al yainim lamala, and any chanami, lamata isn't going to be possible. And why do you put a lamata for shir chashirai? So the achreinim asks, we spoke at the Karanai earlier, so you see, by Nitan Lamala, Nitan Lamata, if you hold Ein Bila, you see that you could do a Matana Lamala, which would only kasher the Lamala, and it would passel the Lamata one. And the Lamata will end up being passel. And here, by Pnim and Chutz, you can't put in the Pnim and passel the Chutz and only have the Pnim be kasher. So it's a steer. As I fagin that Chayne Makasha. We spoke it in the previous year, the Karen Iris Teretz was because it's only Suffolk. It's only a Suffolk if you pass the Chutzim. Could be Fakant. Could be, very likely, that some of the Dam Tachtainim will take end up Lamata. So maybe both of them will be Kasher. We just don't know. So a Suffolk, you're allowed to make a Suffolk Psalm Tachtainim in order to Makshad El Yainim. Mashayn Kain in Agamar, where you bring it Bifnim, and there's a din of Kalchadish Yudam Bifnim, makes a Vadei Psal to make a Vadei Psal on the Nitanim Bechutz in order to Kasher them, that you can't do. That was the Karadarius Teretz. So I said then in this year that I would have said a Teretz, that here by Chutz and Pnim, you're passeling the Dam. When you bring it Bifnim, you're passeling the Dam. There's a Psul. Kol Chatish Yevodam L'chaba B'Kaidish is a Psul. You can't pass the dam. Now, she ain't cane by the case of nitanu lamala, tanu lamata, there's no psul on the dam that's going lamala. Now, then, you don't have it. You can't, the dam is not there to be zerikit. It's on the mizbeach. He can't be zerikit lamata. But that's not a psul be a dayim. That's the psul is because I happen not to have any dam left to be zerik lamata. And if I'm yishafach akola ama, right, I'm not doing any zvika. I don't understand who the kasha heaps the chon. Why pnim and chutz? You're passling the dam. There's a psul. You're passling the dam chitz. And it's a passel kachim. There, you're not passling the dam of lamata. You're putting it l'shem mayim. It's not niskayim ezrika with that dam. The reason why the carbon of lamata is passel because I don't know when ezrika was done. And if you don't do any ezrika, so when the ezrika wasn't done. I saw the oil of shleim and mamash says my teretz. Higana says another teretz, and the Svasemis also says this teretz, that if you're passing a b'shas the zrika, while you're doing the zrika lamala, then you're passing the dam of lamata, that you're allowed to do. But the pass, because it's at the same time. But the passel before, as soon as you brought the dam in, l'chapa b'kodesh, miyad b'shas the knisa, it already becomes passel. Now you can't do even for the cause of being makshid apnim. Advice states that nemming on al kapanim da'il shloim in the second teretz is nemming on that the zrika lamala passels the dam of lamata. I don't see why. It's not a zrika b'chlal. The dam is still kosher. It's just ground on the mizbech, and it could be there's a din yasvenu. Maybe there's no halacha that you should be massif it. But so meila avad if you don't do the zrika, it's going to become passel. It's the same soul. Advice states the ones who ask the kasha nemming on that putting it lamala would passel that dam. And male they ask the kasha, so the kainari says the teretz, it's only a suffix if you're passeling it, because could be some of the dam will be lamata and it will end up being kasher. And the sasemi says, and the oil shlemi says it's for a second teretz, that it depends when the dam is being passeled. The dam is being passeled b'shas ezrika, it's okay. The dam is being passeled before ezrika, that's already is not okay. But to me, it sounds mistaken by the first teretz of the oil shlemi, that when you put the dam lamata lamala, it is no psul. So it's not called you passing it. You gotta don't have any more dam to be zayrik. As I have with Neman, with Tzarechian. And now let's see the next Mishnah and the Sugi and the Gemara in the next Mishnah. And we're going to also continue on to Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph to be mashlim a shleimus of this Sugi. The Mishnah says, Chata shekibul dama b'shnei kaisis. If, let's say, there were two different kelim that they were makabel, the dam of the chadas, yotzeach men l'chutz, and one of them goes out l'chutz. So that becomes possible. But a pnimi kasha, there's only a psul yetzeh and the dam that was yetzeh, the dam that stayed inside. There's no psul altogether. But nichnas echem el l'fnim, this psul that we have, that chadash and nichnas dam l'fnim becomes possible. It basically says it's only on that specific dam that went in. And whatever dam is left outside does not become pasul. And the Gemara, the Mishnah, and the Gemara goes through a whole thing. What's the machlekes? You basically on the Chachamim. We pass like the Chachamim. That as long as some of the dam is nichnas lefnim, that passes all the dam of the carbon, it's the psul and all the dam. Now, after that brisa, where the Gemara goes through the different drushes and the kalvachemas and everything to explain the shita of Yerbesi Aglili and the Rabbanan, the Gemara brings another brisa. Goes on the pasuk of Heim Lehuva Esdama Lakaidish Pnima. That's one of the Makairis. The Gemara earlier said two Makairis for this din that if the dam goes inside, it's possible. One is called Chatas Sheyuva Esdama Eloyal Mayid Loya Achel Beishi Sarif. And that's one makar, that if a chatas, the dam goes lefnail, goes into the heichal, it's aser. Of that, Rabbi Yisrael Glili held, and that's talking about the chatayis that belong, that's supposed to go lefnim, the chatayis primiyais, the parim and estrafim, mesir and estrafim. That's what that pasuk's discussing. And the other limit is, from heim lehuvah's dam alakadish panima, that Moshe Rabbeinu asked, why did you bring the chatas? The dam was not brought in the alakadish panima, nicely if it was, there would be a din sreif on the chatas. So in Heim Lehuvah's Dama L'Kaidish Pnima, the Gemara, this Braisa Darshins, Eina L'Pnima Heichel Minayin, Tam Leima L'Kaidish Pnima. That L'Kaidish means the Heichel, and Pnima means Lefnaya Lefnim. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, why do you need that it should be the Heichel and Lefnaya Lefnim, if even the Heichel asers, Sokoshkein Pasel, Sokoshkein Lefnaya Lefnim, So Gemara starts, Amarabba Bazev Limit al Zeh, Midadava Teisha Vesacher. That if it would only say one, we'd think it means the Heichel. So that's why, we would think it means the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that's why it says both, teach you the Heichel, and the Chanami. If it would say the Heichel alone, we know the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But if it just says one of these things, Kodesh or Pnima, we wouldn't know that the Heichel is possible. We'd say whichever one it said, we'd say that means the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Heichel is Kasher. Bazev Lim Ben Al Zeh, to tell you that not only the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but even the Heichel. So Abaya asks, Bishlai Masin Che Gufininu. Taishiv and Sakhir, we wouldn't know both of them. In other words, we would know Sakhir from Taishiv, but, so we know from Makal V'chaim, but the Teretz says we wouldn't know, unless it would say both of them, we wouldn't know that a Kana Kinya Olam also can't eat. But Lamai says two different people. So even though we could know one from Makal V'chaim, but you need to say both in order that we should be able to know that the Pasuk is referring to both. But Hacha came in the Ifsul Behechel with Nail Pnim, my boy. Here, how is it possible for Pnayu Pnim to passel Badam? It already became possible by the Hechel, so you can't say that Eina Chinami, the Pasuk is just telling you, Lefnayu Lefnim, to teach you that the other Pasuk means the Hechel. But Lamai said there is no Metzias of Ipsul Lefnayu Lefnim because it's already possible by the Hechel. So my answer is there. Pishmush, that he came into Lefnayu Lefnim through a hole, not through the Heichel. And Rava says no, because it says Asheyuva. And Lehuva, it has to be Derech Bia, has to be in the correct way. So that tells you a Chiddush, that the only psul of the dam going into the Heichel is if it comes in Derech Bia, in the correct entrance. So Rava says, here's the case. If you're, the reason why you're bringing it into the Heichel is not to be Mechaber in the Heichel, but to be Mechaber Lefnayu Lefnim, so then Itaka does not become possible by the Heichel. See, Itaka need to psukim. There's a case where the Heichel passes, when you want to be Mechaber in the Heichel, and there's a case where Lefnayu Lefnim passes, when you want to be Mechaber Lefnayu Lefnim. There the Heichel does not passel. So this is one Gemara which says, pretty mefurish, that if you bring in the Dam, not on Manas Lechaper, it doesn't passel. Because here, even though you brought the dam in Lechapel Lefnayel Lefnim, it doesn't passel. Kol Shkein, if you bring in the dam not to Mechapel altogether, it won't passel. The Panim Meiris asks, why couldn't the Gemara say more simple? That he brought the dam into the Heichel, not on Manas Lechapel, and then he decided to bring it Lefnayel Lefnim on Manas Lechapel. Why did the Gemara have to say that he brought it into the Heichel on Manas Lechapel Lefnayel Lefnim? So the Eilish Leime says, that's all Nichol on the Gemara's Teretz. The Yisayit of the Gemara's Teretz is that it's not going to pass if you bring into the Heichel, except if you want to be Mechaper in the Heichel. But the Gemara is saying a little bit more. Even if you plan to be Mechaper Lefnayel Lefnim, it doesn't pass when you bring it into the Heichel. Because in order for the Heichel to pass, you have to be Mechaper in the Heichel. Koshkin, if you don't want to be Mechaper at all, that's Nichol on the Gemara's Teretz. Now there is a shail on the Rambam. The Rambam's mashmit this halacha. The Rambam doesn't say this halacha. The Rambam brings a din that if it's brought into the Heichel or brought lefnayel lefnim, it passels. But he doesn't say this halacha that Rav is saying, a chiddush, that when you bring the dam into the Heichel al menas to mechapel lefnayel lefnim, then it doesn't passel until you come lefnayel lefnim. So the Lecha Mishnah and the Mishnah Lamelech ask the kasha, why does the Rambam mashmit this Rav's halacha? So the Keren Ayra declares to say that Rava's Loch is Bechal and a Chiddush. Does state an algemeine din, that the din of the dam becoming pasul is when you bring it in Lechaper. So if you bring it into the Heichel, not on Manasseh Lechaper in the Heichel, just on Manasseh Lechaper Lefnayel Lefnim, Avad it doesn't become pasul. I bring it to the Heichel, it wasn't brought into the Heichel Lechaper. That's a din pashut. Rava's just saying it to explain the Braisa. The Braisa says two psulim. There's a psul heichel, a psul of nayel of nim. And the Gemara is bothered. How could you have a case of psul of nayel of nim that already became possible by the heichel? So Rava says, I'll tell you a pasha the case. You didn't have endastim mechaper in the heichel. So Mela, that can't become possible in the heichel. That would need lefnayel of nim to possible because otherwise it's not called mechaper. But Rava Bechal didn't mean it, but Torah is chiddush. So the Rambam didn't have to say this halacha. It's pashit. Avada, the Rambam says that the din, that it becomes pasul is daf when you're doing it lechaper. So avada, when you bring it into the heichal, you have to want to be mechaper in the heichal. Avada being mechaper lefnei lefnim, that's not called nichnas lechaper. Rashi is mashma not that way. Rashi Elo Merava says vashmiinan kro the heichal the chashlam tchilas lachnisa lefnei lefnim utchilas avayis heichal nas pnim leimifsal demati lefnim. Rashi's mashma, the pasuk is teaching you that it doesn't get absorbed by bringing to the heichal if the kavana was to bring a lefnai and lefnim. Rashi's mashman is a chiddush. And lechayr nipshan is because even though you need nichnas lechaper, but it's still lechayr a grace of chiddush to say that in order to become possible when you bring into the heichal, you need to mechaper in the heichal. Maybe a zayvi, there's no absul of nai lefnim or so. And you bring into the heichal almanas lechaper lefnai lefnim, maybe that's also called nichnas lechaper. And Rashi's mashman at Rav is saying the pasuk's being mechanish to you that that's not called nichnas lechaper. Because the pasuk's by giving you an extra psul of nai lefnim, that's teaching you that the hachnas lechaper lefnai lefnim does not get a psul in the heichal. So you could say that Rambam learned different than Rashi. You could say that Rashi learned that Rav is saying the pasuk's teaching you this halacha. And in Svar you would say that when you mimachnes el heichal amanas lechaper lefnai lefnim, that's called nichnas lechaper. And you need the pasuk to teach you that in order to be called nichnas lechaper, when you bring into the heichal, you need that the kapara should be in the heichal. And nichnas lechaper amanas lechaper lefnai lefnim is not called nichnas lechaper. But the Rambam held this pasuk is not called nichnas lechaper because you're not nichnas, you're going to the heichal and you don't want to be mechaper in the heichal. It's pasuk is not called nichnas lechaper. And Rav only read the case stam to tell you now there's a pashit, a case, where you need the lefnai lefnim to pasul, doesn't become pasul when you get to the heichal. The pashit, the case is when you nichnas to lechaper lefnai lefnim. And there, that's not cool, the nichnas lechaper in the heichal, but not that the pasuk's teaching it to you. That's one teretz on the Rambam, the Keranayir's teretz. The Sfas Emes says two other teretzim. Sfas Emes, you could say, is that le'olam, the Rambam doesn't hold it as din. Le'olam, the Rambam holds that when you nichnas lehechol, al manas lechaper lefnai lefnim, it's takapasul. I, Rava says it's kosher. So once he wants, one pshat he wants to say is that Rava meant, without the pasuk, that the lefnai lefnim pasuls. If the pasuk wouldn't tell you lefnai lefnim pasuls, so kum tais, when you nichnas lehechol lechaper lefnai lefnim, there wouldn't be a psul. So it's taka two cases. There's a case of nichnas lehechol to mechaper in the heichol. And there's another case of nichnas lehechol to mechaper lefnai lefnim, where then you need the din that lefnai lefnim passels. But le'olam haint that lefnai lefnim passels, so even when you nichnas lehechol lechaper lefnai lefnim, that also will become passel right away. That's one possibility, he says. And another possibility, he says like this. He says, be'emesin, you could ask another kash on the Gemara. Why was the Gemara bothered that I have no case with the lefnai lefnim kapasul, because it already became pasul as nichnas lehechol? I'll tell you a pasha the case. Let's say you have the chatayis primias. You have the parim and asrafim and sirim and asrafim. Par halam davash asibah and saravidis kechavim. There, it doesn't become pasul in the hechol because it belongs in the hechol. And that becomes pasul when you go lefnai lefnim. So elamai, Rava didn't want to say the teretz because he had a shayla about that. The next Gemara says, "Boy, Rava, Parayam Davish Alsiba Visar Avedis Kechavim Shechlis Dam Lefnai Lefnim Mau Miam Rina and Alakaidish Panima Yini Kalechet Rina Alakaidish Kuna Panima Kalechet Leikvina Alakaidish Leikvina Panima." That you mean that it should have a psul of Heichel in order to have a psul of Nailefnim, and Parim and Parayam Davish Alsiba Sir Avedis Kechavim, which doesn't have a psul going to the Heichel because it's supposed to go in the Heichel, that doesn't have a psul of Nailefnim. I do Mashleim Kaimenheim. Well, maybe no. That also says a psul of nai lefnim. So Rava couldn't say that you need the pasuk lefnai lefnim for the case of parayam davish atzib and sarav edis kechavim. Because Rava had a shayla. Maybe they don't become pasul lefnai lefnim. So Mele, Rava said the teretz, that when you bring it into the heichal to mechaper lefnai lefnim, in the pasuk state, that that's not considered lechaper. But the Rambam paskins like the Intim Soleima. The Rambam paskins that the Intim Soleima of the Gemara tells you that the pshitas of Rav Shaila is that there is a psul of lefnai lefnim by parvasar shem kippurim. So by Parayel Mdavish Tzibur and Tzarevus Chamua. So Mel, the Pasuk will teach you that. That Parayel Mdavish Tzibur and Tzarevus Chamua has a psul of Nayaf Nim. So we have no hechach to say this chiddish that when you nichnas lahechel lechapel of Nayaf Nim, it's kosher, and that's not called nichnas lechapel. So let's see, come. The Rambam leaves out the halacha that when you nichnas lahechel lechapel of Nayaf Nim, it doesn't become pasul until you get lefnayel lefnim. And we have the Lacha Mishnah and the Mishnah Lamelech has a kasha, why he leaves it out. We have a pshat from the Keren Arya because it's Pashit. Once there is a psul of Lefnayel Lefnim, it's Pashit. Even though there's a psul of Lefnayel Lefnim, but it's Pashit that in order to get the psul of Lefnayel Lefnim, you're going to have to be Nichnas Lefnayel Lefnim, Lechabel Lefnayel Lefnim. But Nichnas Lehechel Lechabel Lefnayel Lefnim, it's Pashit, it's two Mekaimis. It's Pashit, that's not called Nichnas Lechaber. Rav had to read a nice to say pshat in the brisa, but the emes in the din is a din pasha. The Ram didn't even have to read a nice. That's the mahalach of the Keren Ayra. But the mahalach of the Sfas Emes is fakad. Like we said, Rashi's mashma is not pashat. Rashi's mashma the pasuk's being mechadish to you this halacha that when you nichnas lahechel lechaper lefnayel lefnim, that's not called nichnas lechaper. Sfas Emes says either the pshat is the Ramam learned up in Rav. He didn't mean lemaisets that way. He meant without the pasuk of Nayel Lefnim will be that way. Or the pshat is, Rav only said it because he didn't have another pshat, how you could be nichnas lahechel, how you could be nichnas of Nayel Lefnim and it wouldn't already be pasuk of nichnas lahechel. But once we know that by a parel, davish, atzibah, sivis, and chavim, it could be nichnas lahechel and not be pasuk because it belongs there. And then for that you need the pasuk of Nayel Lefnim. So mainly there's no hechrich anymore for the chiddish that when you nichnas lahechel lechaper, lefnayel lefnim, that it won't pass. Now, the Gemara goes weiter, like we said, Rav had the shayla of, what about a parhelm davar shel tzibur and a sir avedis kechavim that was machnas dam lefnayel lefnim? What's the pshat? Do we say that since there's no psul of going into the hechel, hu adin, there's no psul of going lefnayel lefnim? Or do we say, no, it's lav mekayman dami? Then the Gemara says, imtim salayma, it's lav mekayman dami. So Mela does pasul, like we said, the Rambam pasul's like the Intim Suleimer. What about Azai? You have a parvasar shem kipurim that you went lefnayel lefnim. He's the midaman al abadim, and you brought it back to the heichel, and you brought it back in. Mi arina mekaymenu, idil mahayel v'nafik nafik. So Rashi learns that let's say it is a psul by par helm davish atzib esivis chavim to go lefnayel lefnim. What's the halacha by a par and Sar Shalyemi Kippurim, which you're supposed to go Lefnayel Lefnim. But after you went Lefnayel Lefnim, and you're all finished, then you brought it back into the Heichel. So do we say that this Dam is Dam that really belonged Lefnayel Lefnim, so even though you finished, but now it won't get absolved if you bring it back Lefnayel Lefnim? Or do we say, no, Kevin the Nafik Nafik, once it's out, it's out. And now it doesn't have Halacha to be Lefnayel Lefnim, it's still called Shalyem Kaiman. And Mela, it would pass to the Dam if you bring it now back with Nayel Lefnim. Do you say that a Zan Dam of Parvasar Shemi Kippurim can never be possible because you bring it Lefnayel Lefnim, because you're supposed to bring it Lefnayel Lefnim? Or do you say after you finish the Lefnayel Lefnim, now you're not supposed to bring it Lefnayel Lefnim, now you bring it Lefnayel Lefnim, that would be Nichol Nepasuk of Elohu Vezdam Elokedish Panima. That's how Rashi learns the Shaila. And the other Shaila is Imdim Slay Mahail Venafik Nafik. And you'd have a psul of bringing lefnayel lefnim. So what's it then? He's a medaman ala pareches. You were mazed a dam on the pareches. V'tziel mizbech, and you brought it to the mizbech. And Rashi says it means the mizbech hazav. V'echnisan, and you brought it back to the pareches. Do you say hachav adechad makamu? That's not called bringing it into the heichel because it's in the heichel. It's all in the heichel. So there's no psul because you brought it to the mizbech hachitzain. Well, no, I don't mean Yitzia Mekrinimei. It's still called the Yitzia. You went to a different place, and now you're bringing it Lefnim from where it's supposed to be, even though it's supposed to be in the Heichel, but it's not supposed to be by the Pareches. You finish with that, you're up to the Mizbech Hazov, and in Mel, there'll be a psul of Nichnas Dami Lefnim by bringing it back to the Pareches. That's how Rashi learns. But the Rambam, Kinnira, has a different shot. Because the Rambam says it's talking about like the two shaylas. One shayla was if you did the azoyis lefnayel lefnim, and now you buy the pareches and you brought it back lefnayel lefnim, and the other shayla was you did the azoyis to the pareches and you brought it to the mizbech and now you bring it back to the pareches. So the Rambam in the first shayla says you didn't do all the azoyis lefnayel lefnim. You only did part of them, and then you brought it out. And then you brought it, then he says, and he passes like Dintim Suleiman, that you're not allowed to bring it back into Lefnayu Lefnim, to finish the Hazayis. And Al-Derech Zeh, in the last Shaila, he says that you did some of the Hazayis of the Heichel, and he says, not like Rashi, you brought it out of the Heichel totally, you're not allowed to bring it back into the Heichel to finish the Hazayis. It's called, it's Yaitzei. Which is another question, why the Rambam, Rav of Paskin's Teku, why did the Rambam say, the Pshita say, you're not allowed to bring it back, he should have said it's a Suffolk if you're allowed to bring it back. But besides for that, the Rambam had a different pshat. Because according to Rashi, Kozman, you didn't yet finish the Hazayis Lefnayu Lefnim, it's partially you're allowed to bring it back Lefnayu Lefnim. You didn't finish. It's not called you bring Lefnim from its Makam, that's its Makam. You didn't finish the Hazayis Lefnayu Lefnim. And Kozman, you didn't finish the Hazayis in the Heichel, it's partially you could bring it back into the Heichel. You didn't finish yet. So the Rambam sounds like that the Shail of the Gemara is a Zerub Sul Yaitzeh. While you're doing the Hazayis Lefnayu Lefnim, maybe it'll be a Psul Yaitzeh to bring it out of the Kodesh HaKadosh and to bring it into the Heichel, that would make a Psul Yaitzeh. Or while you're doing the Hazayis in the Heichel, before you finish, it'll be a Psul Yaitzeh to bring it out of the Heichel. So that's why Fakir, the Rambam holds the Shail is when you didn't finish the Hazayis Lefnayu Lefnim and you brought it out, then the Shail is if you could bring it back. Well, if you didn't finish the Hazayis in the Heichel and you brought it out, then the Shaila is if you can bring it back. According to Rashi's Fakert, the Shaila is, when you finish the Hazayis Lefnayu Lefnim, and you brought it out, and now you brought it back, there's a bringing back pasul. When you finish the Hazayis in the Heichel, and you brought it out, now you bring it back to the Bereiches, there's that pasul. So the Karen Ari says, the Rambam's a plia, the Ravid already is ma'ayur, that he learns, he's learning like Rashi, the Sagas Ravid. He says the Rambam is not the right pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is like Rashi, that you already finished all the Hazayis Lefnayu Lefnim, and then you brought it out, and then you brought it back in. There's the bringing it back in pasul. And he says, what's the pshat in the Rambam? First of all, if the Rambam's discussing a psul yaitzeh, so what does that have to do with that Gemara? What's the imtim Suleiman? By the seer, by the parum davish of tzibah and seer of Ischam, the Gemara is a shayla, is there a psul of nichnas lefnim? Is there a psul of bring lefnayu lefnim? Is that a psul of nichnas lefnim? Then the Gemara says, imtim Suleiman there is. So now we have a shayla, by the parvasar shemi kippurim, is there a psul of being yaitze lechutz? What's the shaykhis? One's a psul of nichnas lefnim, and one's a psul yaitze. What's the shaykhis the two? That's one shayla. And Svetins, where do you ever find this psul yaitze? Yaitzeh always means Yaitzeh Chutz La'azara. When do you find the Psul Yaitzeh? It's where the Dam is supposed to end up. But you're telling me that right now, before I finish the Hazayis of Lefnayu Lefnim, is a Psul Yaitzeh if I bring it out into the Heichel? It's going to end up in the Heichel. But right now, it's Mechitzah Lefnayu Lefnim is a Psul Yaitzeh to bring it out to the Heichel. As I'm married to Kachidnish. So he says, L'yashiv Ksas, Zag the Karen Ari, that maybe doesn't mean the psul yaitzeh. No, the psul of bringing, the psul of taking dam, which belongs on Mizbech HaChitzin and bringing lefnim is, when you bring dam to a place where it doesn't belong, lechaper, there's a psul. And the psul of taking parim and a paril davish tzibah, sirah vedis kechavim, and bringing it lefnayu lefnim, the same psul. You're taking dam, you bring it to another place, to a place that's a place more inside, a place more kaddish. But you bring it to a place which doesn't belong l'chaper, so it's a psul. So klayt the Gemara, maybe fakert also. If the vial of the dam belongs l'fnayu lefnim, and I'm taking dam that the vial belongs l'fnayu lefnim, and I'm bringing it to the heichel l'chaper, so maybe that's also a psul. I'm bringing it to a different place, even though the place is less kaddish. But I'm bringing it to a place where the dam doesn't belong to chaper, maybe that's also a psul. And I take dam that belongs by the pareches, and I bring it out of the heichel, lechaper, maybe that's also a psul. That's a pshat in the Rambam. So it's not a nai psul yaitzeh that the dam calls man it belongs in the kodesh kodesh is a psul yaitzeh to bring into the heichel. Gefitman has a psul yaitzeh. Or the dam calls man it belongs by the pareches, a psul yaitzeh to bring it out of the heichel. No such psul yaitzeh. And also, it wouldn't have any shayiches to Gemara. Then if pshat is, it's a new psul of nichnas dam lefnim. That even if it's not nichnas dam lefnim, even if it's nichnas dam, so to speak, lechutz, as long as lechutz means to the heichel, or even out of the heichel, but the pshat is, you're bringing dam to the wrong place, lechaper, that could be nichol nifsul of nichnas dam lefnim lechaper. That's like the kainari liyashiv ksas. The Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid, he wants to say no, the Rambam means nifsul yaisik kipshutai. Now, the Indim Suleimer is the me'acha that I see that it's called two mechitzas, ad kidei kach, that I'm bringing the dam of this, of the parrot, helen dover shetzibi, the sir of it is kechavim. I bring it lefnaya lefnim, that's called I'm bringing it to a different place lechaper. Lagabe de din, lagabe de iser of bringing lefnaya lefnim. So klai de gemara, maybe who would then lagabe de psul yetzi would be the same thing. Me'acha that I see it's two mechaimnis, klai de gemara, so I bezoi, so maybe it's a psul yetzi. And in them slime is a psul yetzi going out of the Kodesh Kedoshim. So maybe it's a psul yetzi going out of the Eichel also. But the Aruch HaShulchan also learns it's a taki regular psul yetzi. And now one more sugya, and this sugya brings us to Pei Gimel. It's Negei Shtark de Gemara and Pei Gimel. The Mishnah says, Nichnas Lechaper, Avav Bishaloi Keeper Pasul, the Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer says, if you bring it in Lechaper, even though it wasn't Keeper, it's Pasul. Reb Shimon Ayim Achi Yechaper. Reb Shimon says, no, it has to be Mechaper. And the Gemara says, they each have their own Xer Yishava. Either you learn out from Lechaper Bekeidish, from the Lechaper Bekeidish that's there by Yom Kippurim, where there it's even by Loi Keeper, or you learn it out from the Lechaper Bekeidish by the Parachatas and the Sirachatas, and there is Dafka Keeper. So the Shal is, which Lechaper Bekeidish do you learn out? And that's the Machlekes, is Nichnas Lechaper good enough, or does it need Keeper? And then the Mishnah says, Reb Yehuda says, in Nichnas Shegeg, Kasher Kola, Kasher, if it's Nichnas Shegeg, gets Kasher. And the Gemara says, Shiloh, does Reb Yehuda mean when it's Mechaper, or even when it's not Mechaper? And the Gemara comes out, the Gemara learns out from a Braisa, Reb Yehuda Dafka means when it's Mechaper. So Reb Yehuda needs two things. First of all, he needs that it should be Hichnas B'mezid. And second of all, he needs it should actually be Mechaper. Hichnas L'chaper is not good enough. Atkan the Gemara. So there's a Shver Rambam. The Rambam says like this. Dam Chata Shechnisa L'chaper Bei Bifnim. V'loi Kiper. Perek Be'ez Lachat Ezayin Im Sulam Ekdashim. Dam Chata Shechnisa L'chaper Bei Bifnim V'loi Kiper. Eloi Tziyai V'loi Hizim Menem Bifnim Klum. Let's say you were Nichnas L'chaper V'loi Kiper. Who do we pass on? Like a blazer of Shimon. Zok the Rambam. Im Echnisa B'Shegig HaReza Kasher. Umazin Mene B'chutz. Sher Le Kiper B'Kaidish. Im Echnisa B'Mezid Pasol. So the Rambam is mashma like this, because the Rambam says that the reason why Echnisa B'Shegig is Kasher is Sher Le Kiper B'Kaidish. So it's mashma the Rambam Azai. That by, when you machnis it, then there's a Chiluk Shegig HaMezid. When you machnis it, then the din is that by Shegig it's Kasher, and by Mezid it's Pasol. But when you actually mechaper, then there's no chiluk shegig emezit. Because he says, hechnis v'shegig is kasher, shehal lekeeper by b'kaidish. It sounds like if you were keeper by b'kaidish, even v'shegig is going to be possible. The Chazanish is not chedem ashmais. The Chazanish says that shehal lekeeper by b'kaidish means you weren't mechaper b'mezit. And the Rambam is passing like Rabbi Huda that there's a chiluk shegig emezit. But he also passes like Rabbi Eliezer that nechnis lechaper is good enough. And Mamela, even though Rabbi Huda said his chilutin shegig and mezid by Kiber, who adin, the chiluk shegig and mezid would apply by nichnas lechaper. But the mashmoyis of the Rambam is not the way. The mashmoyis of the Rambam is that by nichnas, then stafke mezid, not shegig. But by Kiber, then it's even shegig. So, fact the veld, fact al mefarshim, Rabbi Huda is the only makar to the chilutin shegig and mezid, and Rabbi Yehuda certainly said his chiluk by keeper. That's the Gemara's maskana, because Rabbi Yehuda holds there is no psul by nichnas. So al karchach Rabbi Yehuda, who said that the chilutin shegig and mezid, and he was the only one that said it by keeper. So how could you hold that by keeper there's no chiluk, but by nichnas there is a chiluk? Where are you getting it from? Rabbi Yehuda is the one that made the chiluk shegig and mezid, and he said it by keeper. So if you don't hold it by Kiper, we need to get to say it by Nichnas, a Pella. That's why the Chazanish is Matchik and says that when the Rambam says Kiper B'Kedesh, he means B'Mezit. And there's a Chiluk Sheik and Mezit both by Nichnas and by Kiper. But the Rambam is not Mashman that way. So there are basically two Mahalchim and an end to the Rambam. We have the Mekevus and Mishnah, and we have the Reb Chaim. The Mekevus and Mishnah says a Geshmak Ezach. He says it's really two Psukim. There's a Pasuk, Heim Lehuvah Zdom HaLekedesh Pnima. And there's a pasuk called Chatas Hashayuv Midam Lechaper B'Kaidish Layachal. Hazak to get Mekevus in Mishnah. The Rambam is naming on that the pasuk v'chol katas sheyuvez dam lechaper b'kodesh, that we go with Rabbi Shimon. That means dafka when it's kippur. But heilei huvez dam lechaper pnima, that's even by light kippur. It doesn't say kippur in that pasuk. Heilei huvez dam lechaper pnima, that's even by light kippur. So what's the pshat by lechaper b'kodesh is dafka by kippur? Aye, heilei huvez dam lechaper pnima tells even by light kippur. Teretz is. Because for Heilei Huvez Dama Lekaydish Prima, then you need Mezit. And for Chalchadis Hashayuv Dama Lechabib Kaydish, when you need Kippur, there it's even Shaykik. That's how the Rambam is paskening. So the Shaila is, where did he get this Tana from? The Gemara says, Rabbi Leza holds that Lechabib Kaydish means Loi Kippur. And Rabbi Shimon holds you need Kippur, holds that Loi Kippur is always Kasher. So where did he get this Tana from? And Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara was mavur, that Rabbi Yehuda, he uses l'chapa b'kodesh to teach you kippur, so mainly holds you need dafka kippur. So he says that in daflam and vav, it's mavur, it's a trait tanoi alibi de Rabbi Yehuda. There's two tanoi alibi de Rabbi Yehuda, that's what he's standing on. And this Gemara was going with the tana alibi de Rabbi Yehuda, that the whole thing would dafka be by kippur. But according to the other tana alibi de Rabbi Yehuda, even though the lechaper b'kodesh is dafka kippur, and for that, even shegig is good. And Rabbi Yehuda that's saying that the skilik shegig mezid is dafka legabe the pasuk of hein lahuvas dama lekodesh prima, with there's a chiluk shegig mezid, and that's the psak of the Rambam. So he says, come dice the four sheetis. Rabbi Lez holds everything's puzzle. Sai Shegig, Sai Mezit, Sai Nichnas Lechaper, and Sai Kippur. Rab Shimon holds you need Kippur. He doesn't make any Childing Shegig and Mezit. If it's like Kippur, it's always Kasher. If it's Kippur, it's always Pasul. The Rab Yehuda of Al Gemara holds you need both. You need Kippur and you need Mezit. But the other Tanali of Rab Yehuda, which is how the Rambam paskins, is that there's a Chilig Shegig and Mezit, Legamit Apostolic of Hein Lehuva as Dama, where you don't have keeper. Rashayin Kain, v'cholchatas ishiyuv v'zdom l'chabe v'kaydish, there, you need dafka keeper, there is no chiluk shayig amazit. But that's a bissel shver, timachadnish a new tana, because of the trade tanoi aliba der Rabbi Yehuda. So, Reb Chaim's pshat, we'll start with the Keren Ayur. The Keren Ayur really says a little bit like Reb Chaim. Because the trade tanoi over there is really also talking about shloibim kaime kim kaime dami. So the Keren Ayur asks Akasha, if you hold shloibim kaime kim kaime dami, so kumdais, if you bring any carbon into the heichal and do a kippur, do a zrika on the mizbeach achitzain, it also become pasul because shleim kaim kim kaim edam. And that really won't really be pasul because the baal be miskaper, but also would not have a din that you can eat it. That's the din of shleim kaim kaim edam, the baal am mechaper, but it's still asur to eat it. So the pasuk says like this: Kol chatas hashayuv midam lechab b'kodesh lo yeachel. And chatas is a psul; it becomes pasul. Other karbanis, the bialim is the schaper, but it's also lo yeachel because shleim kaim mikim kaim midami. The zrika is mechaper; you can't do any more zrika. And lo yeachel, it's not matter the basa ba'achila. So why dafka chatas? Every single carbon you bring lefnim is lo yeachel, and a chinami. A chatas might have a different din. A chatas would have the din that the Baalim aren't niskaper. And other karbanas, the din is the Baalim's niskaper, but legabi the loya achel, they're the same din. Hazak the Karinari of Eistes, if you hold this trait to Noya Lib Derb Yehuda about the question of Shleibim Kaimikim Kaimedami, and if you hold, Derb Yehuda holds Shleibim Kaimikim Kaimedami, you can't hold like Agamar. Agamar is naming on Shleibim Kaimilavkim Kaimedami, and then all other karbanas will be kasher, and you can do the zrika b'chutz, and a chatas would be possible dafka by kippur. Mashaken if you hold shleibim kaimi kim kaimi dami. So by all kabbanis will be laya achel. So by hechrich, the chatas, the chiluk by chatas is that it must mean that nichnas l'chaper alone passels. Okay, but the problem is, the Rambam kapaskin nichnas l'chaper passels and make a chiluk shayge mezid. But what's the Rambam's makar that you don't have that same chiluk shegig and mezid by kippur? If vinishvi the Tana of Rabbi Yehuda that holds that shleim kaim elavkim kaim edami, and you need dafka kippur made a chiluk shegig and mezid, How do you know that you only make the chiluk shei gemezid by nichnas l'chaper and not by keeper? So the Karenari doesn't answer this. But Reb Chaim says the following cheshbon. Reb Chaim ben Mizra says a better teretz. It's not only trait tanoi libi the Rabbi Yehuda. He says like this. He says, when you nichnas l'sheigig, why is nichnas l'sheigig, why doesn't it passel when nichnas b'sheigig? Where did you get this from, that b'sheigig it doesn't passel? Fushteit azayim pasuk. Zogt Reb Chaim, Karenari was already bothered with this kasha. Mecha teis l'chiluk sheigig emezit. Zogt Reb Chaim, l'choyer the pshat is, that sheigig is not called nichnas l'chaper. The Balta was a tois, felt in the nichnas l'chaper. You're not called the nichnas l'chaper when you're going sheigig. There's a din, you have to be nichnas l'chaper. Sheigig felt in the nichnas l'chaper. Oy bezoy, that's the svar of the Rambam. That if you tak a mechaper, so then you can't say it's the felt in nichnas l'chaper, you were mechaper. So even sheigig is called nichnas l'chaper. Now, Zogt Reb Chaim, that depends if your kapara works. If you hold shleibim kaimikim kaimai dami, so then your kapara works. So then, if you were mechaper, you can't say you're missing nichnas l'chaper. You were mechaper. So if you're nichnas l'chaper, a shegig is not called nichnas l'chaper. But if shleibim kaimikim kaimai dami, and the kapara works, so you were mechaper. If you were mechaper, even shegig is called nichnas l'chaper. Now, Reb Chaim doesn't say this cheshbon, I'm just using the Karen Ari for this. So Mela, it would stim, if you hold Shalayim Kaimei Lavkim Kaimei Dami, so Mela, even by Kiper, the Kapara didn't work, because it's Shalayim Kaimei, and Shalayim Kaimei Lavkim Kaimei Dami. So Mela, the Gemara that made the Chiluk Shegen Mezid, by Kiper, goes like the man, the Yama Shalayim Kaimei Lavkim Kaimei Dami. And Mela, the Kapara didn't work, so what's the difference if he actually put the Dami in his back, the Kapara didn't work, and Shegen is not called Nichnas L'chaper. Hashengen the Rambam who passed in Shleibim Kaimikim Kaimedami? So the Kapara works. So Mela, even by Shegig, since the Kapara worked, it's called the Nichnas L'chaper. That's what I would say a Cheshbon according to the Karen Ari. But Reb Chaim didn't say this Cheshbon. Reb Chaim said a Shener Cheshbon. Reb Chaim says that Legabi the Din of Shleibim Kaimikim Kaimedami, that would only work if it's on the Mizbeach Achitzain, on the Mizbeach Aprimi. Shleibim Kaimikim Kaimedami is came since down the Mizbeach L'mchaper. Only works if you do the zrika on the mizbech. Aye, this dam belongs b'chutz. Shleim kaim kaim edami, so the mizbech hapnimi would work. But let's say you do a azah on the preiches, on the bein abadim, so avadim, there won't be a din of shleim kaim 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 edami. V'in the chisa, a nichnas l'chapa would be considered. So the Gemara that says that by kiper, there's a chiluk shegen mezid, the hechich, the keeper, is when you did it on the pareches or on the pareches, on the bein abadim. So there, it's called nichnas l'chaper, but it's not called that it was keeper. So mele shegig is a sign of nichnas l'chaper. So mele, even though you actually did the hazah on the pareches or the bein abadim ukedayma, but there was shegig, so it's not called nichnas l'chaper, and there was no kapara. So mele, it doesn't passel. Mashengin, if you did that azan, the mizbeach apnimi, so even though it was shaking, but there's a din of shleim kaimikim kaimei dami, and there, it does do a fekeeper. Ah, if it does a fekeeper, so even by shaking, it's called nichnas l'chaper, and that's why it's passel. That's Reb Chaim's teretz from the Rambam.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maror Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.